With SRN News, I'm Jason Walker. There's beefed up federal law enforcement presence on the streets of Washington, D.C. Greg Clugston has the story.
At the direction of President Trump, federal officers will be patrolling the nation's capital for at least the next week.
You're going to be safe walking down streets. You're not going to get mugged.
He has repeatedly complained about the city's crime.
Now, we want to have a great, safe capital.
The president has suggested that his administration could fully take over running D.C., but doing so would require a repeal of the Home Rule Act of 1973 in Congress. Greg Clugston, Washington.
Four astronauts back home now after a five-month stay at the International Space Station. SpaceX capsule parachuted into the Pacific off the coast of Southern California earlier today. Two crew members from the U.S. and one each from Russia and Japan. Michigan's governor trying to convince the White House to change course when it comes to tariffs that affect the auto industry. Here's correspondent Donna Border.
Governor Gretchen Whitmer met privately this week with President Donald Trump about how the automotive industry is being hurt by his tariffs. She told Trump that economic damage from the tariffs could be severe in Michigan, a state that helped deliver him to the White House in 2024. According to people familiar with the private conversation, Trump offered no specific comments. But White House spokesman Kush Desai says no other president has taken a greater interest in restoring American auto industry dominance than President Trump. Donna Water, Washington.
The Boar's Head deli meat plant involved in that deadly food poisoning outbreak is set to reopen. Federal health officials lifting a suspension on the company's Jarrett, Virginia site. However, new documents show sanitation problems similar to those that caused the problem may be in three other sites. This is SRN News. Religious people are a minority in a growing number of nations.
The vast majority of the global population follows some faith, mostly Christianity and Islam. But religiously unaffiliated people, those who are atheists, agnostics, or adherents of no particular faith, are now the majority in 10 countries. China and North Korea are perhaps the most obvious ones on the list. But the unaffiliated are also a majority now in the Netherlands, New Zealand, the Czech Republic, Uruguay, Japan, Vietnam, Macau, and Hong Kong. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
The liberal mayor of Budapest, Hungary, has been questioned by police over accusations of helping organize a gay pride parade, one of several LGBT displays the government has banned. While the event was illegal, Hungarian authorities say they will not press charges against attendees, but may seek out the organizers. This is SRN News. Correspondent Ed Donahue reports on the death of 97-year-old legendary astronaut James Lovell.
In NASA's early years, Lovell was one of its most traveled astronauts. In 1970, he was supposed to have been the fifth man to walk on the moon. Apollo 13 service module, carrying Lovell and two others, experienced a sudden oxygen tank explosion. The crew barely survived.
A situation where it appears that it's doomed to disaster. People at Mission Control turned an almost certain catastrophe into a successful recovery.
I'm Ed Donahue.
Billy Houghton, former Green Bay Packers star, regarded as one of the most productive receivers in the pre-Super Bowl era, has died. He was 95. Houghton was also a founder and the first president of the NFL Players Association. More details at srnnews.com.